and being bold through this tournament. And we'll see them probably advancing fairly deep into the region's possible state tournament. And they are, they've got skill positions pretty much all over the court. They're physical, they're disciplined, and they've got senior leadership on the court. You know, with the ball. It's over to O'Brien. Patricia O'Brien with the 18-footer. Good for two. Beautiful baseline jumper by Patricia O'Brien. Cox now with the ball. That's in the half-court circle. Looking to pass the ball. Looking for a little bit of movement from her offense, and everybody's just kind of standing there. Nobody's getting open. Cox is stuck with the ball now. She picks it up. She double-teams. And Kukish comes in and ties her up. The ball's going to stay with Skagway on the tie-up. Skagway in down ball. However, does Jensen gets open. Pass the ball now. And it is right around the circle of midcourt. Jensen penetrating to the right. Loses the ball over to Kukish. Kukish is going to push the ball. And the action passes over to Patricia O'Brien unselfishly. As the Skagway defender was in the middle. And O'Brien puts it up for two. O'Brien, the bulk of the scoring here between O'Brien and Kukish. Ball Weber gets over to Jensen. Jensen on the right hand side to Cox. Cox launches up an 18-footer. No good off the backboard and the rim. Almost banked it in, but the banks aren't open on Saturday inning. Angle pushes the ball up the court. Kukish to Elizabeth O'Brien, who lays it in for two. The score now 25-1. Angle up over Skagway. Long pass down low to Selmer from Jensen. Selmer's shot is blocked out of bounds by Elizabeth O'Brien. And it will be Skagway ball. Again, with 6:33 left to play in the half. A couple of substitutions for Skagway. Larman is in, as is McKenna Rao, helping out Al Pepper. On the inbound attempt, the ball is kicked. They'll reset the shot clock. Selmer looking to get the ball. She gets it over to Cox. Cox is double-teamed to the corner, trying to get it back out. Gets it over to Jensen. Jensen up at the top of the key. Looking to drive down. Gets the pass over to Rao. Rao has the ball in the corner. A little bit stuck. And it's foul. We're not in the bonus at this point, so Rao is not going to the line. Shooting. It will be Skagway basketball on the side. Selmer to inbound the ball. 6:21 now left to go. First time. Larman down to the corner. She double team. She tried to spin out of the double team and loses the ball. Out of bounds. She's double teamed by players twice her size. Kind of tough to get the move on that one. Angle basketball now. Point guard. Kukish brings it over to the right side. O'Brien back down to Kukish. He'll give and go. She gets it over to Elizabeth O'Brien on a beautiful interior dish with the pocket. 7-1 now. Angle up over again. The ball. Down low to Selmer on a long pass. A nicely placed ball over to Rao. Rao throws up a jump shot. Block. Elizabeth O'Brien. And Angoon comes down with the ball. Via the pass over to Mendenhall. Mendenhall's shot, no good. Rebound up for grabs, brought down by Patricia O'Brien. Over to Kukish. Kukish is 18-footer, no good. Mendenhall there for the rebound. Holds it back out to O'Brien. Over to Kukish. Down to the other O'Brien. Her shot, no good. And ball out of bounds. Remains. Can't move back. 27. Skagway in their traveling royal blue and gold uniform. Angoon in the home white. Blue lettering. Jensen's pass intercepted by Kukic all over the court. Gets it up to Patricia O'Brien. Her shot no good. Skagway comes down with a rebound. And it's Jensen now with the ball. She's looking to pass the ball. Gets it over to Cox. Cox is stuck without a dribble. And nobody's coming to help her out. Selmer finally comes to try and bail her out, but pass is misplayed and turned over and then turned right back over to Skaggs. Jensen's got the ball, and Patricia O'Brien sneaks up from behind her and knocks the ball out. You got to watch that dribble. Ball coming down the court. O'Brien to O'Brien. And the long outlet pass from Patricia O'Brien to Elizabeth O'Brien results in an easy layup for Eddington. And we got a timeout on the court. It looks like Jensen took one to the mouth. No foul was called on that, but that's part of how come we had a turnover there in that last series of plays. We were unable to see that contact, but Jensen into the locker room to try and work on that. She took a shot to the chops. She ran off the court fine. I mean, sure she'll be okay, but they have a little bit of a situation. One coming out of her home, I'm not sure. Hard to tell from up here. High above courtside, stop and go. Gymnasium here in Vancouver. Sunrise this morning around 7 o'clock. Beautiful column here in Vancouver. Stunning views of water pretty much everywhere you go. That's a good place to come to. Former whaling community way back when. Do some fishing here, some great. A bunch of very welcoming people bringing us into the fold with all of these basketball teams from the region. They're hoping this tournament was a big success. They want to continue to have it. I know the Angoon, you know, this is their first action of the season here. It's been underway for a lot of teams for over a month, and this is the first time they've been able to get on the court themselves. So they're hoping that that's going to change here in the future. They want to see some more tournaments in the region with more teams at those tournaments. They certainly invited more squads to come to this one. So it's kind of kept the team court so far. Well, we're stalling a little bit. There's a little bit of blood on the court, and it's being cleaned up by the Angoon head coach. A couple of drops. Kent is being tended to the locker room now. Mom and Dad, I think, should be just behind him. And we're about set for the inbound play. It's 4:32 left to go in the first half. 29-1. Spring is up on the stick. Madison Cox is going to have to fill in at the point guard position. Doesn't take many breaks. Cox gets it over to Selmer. Selmer's trying to work it back over to Cox. Does. Cox has the ball on the right-hand side and is called for the double-dribble. The defender, Ryder Mugg. Fish has been substituted for and now running the point for Angoon. It's her sister, Kylie, who pitches. And Kukish waits for the offense to develop. They're running, you know, Angoon's offense is pretty interesting. They run a bit of a weak action through the lane against the 2-3 zone, and then they're constantly moving. And it's a real beautiful offense to watch. Kukish gets it over to Desiree Jamestown and throws up a shot. But a traveling call on the court. And it will be Skaggs' ball. Maddie Cox has the ball now. Cox courts her. She's just kind of hanging out, waiting for somebody to move on offense. And the Lenny Rao comes up, dribbles the ball. It goes off of an Angoon player and out of bounds. Kenner. Oh, the inbound pass from Weber to Whitehead down low. Catches Angoon snapping. Skaggs on the board, 29-3 now. Play in. Kara Whitehead. Right hand side of the floor. Over to 60 George. Her shot. No good. Rebound. Hold out by Cox. Cox pushing the ball up on the left hand side of the court. Racing against 60 George. Ball goes out of bounds. Off to Skaggs. And back to Angoon with just under 3 minutes now to play in the half.
Position of the ball. Pass over to Stilley. Shot taken. No shot.
Rebound brought down by Weber.
Looking to push. Over to Selmer. Selmer drives into the middle of the lane.
Is fouled on the interior.
But it looks like Lindsey George. And that'll be a side-out situation.
They will inbound the basketball underneath the Angoon basket.
However, to inbound the ball.
Pass knocked out of bounds by Dixie George.
And they'll just switch side of the basket there on the left-hand side of the basket now.
However, looking to inbound, trying to get it to Cox. No good. Gets it over to Selmer instead. Selmer drives down to the baseline. Gets it back out to Cox. Cox has almost had the shot opportunity, but instead passes the ball to Rao. Rao shot misses the mark. Pulls it down by Dixie George. George brings the ball up on the right-hand side of the court. Picks up her dribble. Bailed out. Back up top. Kukoc. Kukoc launched a 24-footer just off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Whitehead. Over to Al Weber. And into the hand. That is the stop. Left inside to Weber. Tries to work it down into the interior to Whitehead. It looks like Whitehead fouled on the play. And she's in position, and the Angoon player, Desiree Jamestown, tried to sneak in and steal the ball. And a key look into the game now for Rao. He looks into the action. Whoever gets the ball in, dribbles into the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound was fought for by Tila. And it looks like it's going to be called Gagway ball. Great battle by Kaluk. Try and come down with that rebound. In an inbound situation, Weber gets it. Whitehead underneath the basket. Throws it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shoots. No good. Foul falls on the play. And it looks like Whitehead's going to be going to the line to shoot two. And there's 47 now left to play. Gagway trailing Angoon, 29-3. First attempt, no good for the free throw line. Just get another look. Over dribble from Whitehead. Shot up. No good on the right side of the rim. Rebound. Contested. Out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be off Selmer. It will be Angoon with basketball. Kukoc has the ball now. It's over on the side to Sisley. Passes it. Over to Mendenhall. Mendenhall shot. No good. Rebound. Pull down by Mendenhall again, and then she tries to throw it off the Skagway player's leg, goes off Angoon. She was able to throw it right off of Tillis' leg. Ball going to go back to Angoon. Yeah, we packed in there, 2-3 zone. Inbound over to Kukoc. Kukoc with a 17-foot jump shot from the far left corner, knocks it down. 31 to free the score. Quick pass from Cox down to Tillis. Great interior look, and Tillis is fouled on the shot. But she's going to be taking 2 free throws here. Get up. Minute 15 left to go in there. His first free throw attempt. Up, and no good up right side of the rim. Yankee coach calling for the blockout. You need to have it. Dana Gila with their second look. Up. And no good off the back of the rim. Just barely. Rebound pulled down by Angoon. And Kukoc has the ball. Kukoc has the ball. Now for Angoon up at the top of the court. Looking to go off the right hand side. Open to Sibley. Sibley back over to Kukoc. Just kind of hanging out at the top of the key. Passes over into the corner to Jamestown. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for this. And we've got a breakout by Stagway. Selfers got the ball. The long run up the court, and it's fouled on her layup attempt. Jamestown caught up to Selmer, and that was a block. Full body block. Selmer going to the line to shoot two. Selmer, one of Skagway's jump shooters. First shot up. Just off the back of the rim. 45.6 seconds left to play in the half. Skagway down 31-3. Selmer at the line. Shooting the second end of the shot. Knocked it down. Selmer scored. Angoon's got the basketball up. Kukic. Over to Jamestown. Back to Kukic. Over to Mendenhall. Back to Kukic. Just moved the ball so well. Down low to Sibley. Sibley's hook shot. No good. Ball bounced around and out of bounds. That's going to be off of Angoon. Skagway basketball with 24 seconds. Looks like Skagway can hold it for one if they want. Cox and ball now. Midcourt picks up a dribble. Selmer bails her out. Selmer's got the ball. Gets it down low to Whitehead. Whitehead for the 15-footer. No good. Selmer pulls down by Sibley from Angoon. She got 20. And is fouled by Weber. He kind of knocked it. But Sibley's holding her head. Like, all right. What was that? Well, that was Al Weber. Timeout situation. 17 seconds. Left to go in the half. Now Angoon gets hold for the last shot. And Kylie Kukic has the ball over the top of the key. Scores it over. Right. Passes down. Sibley. And back over to Kukic. No good from three. Her interior pass. Over to Taylor. Jack got the shot. Missed. And time is run out on the half. With a score of 31-4. Angoon leads Skagway at halftime.